Hey, this is Bryn Black, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
You press it to your lips like it's your last. Light it up and take another drag. When I see the way you're holding it, I kinda wish that cigarette was me. The cloud of smoke there standing in the wind, it's got me wondering just how good it tastes. Oh, to be the only thing you wanna kiss, like the
line now we have Bryn Black. How you doing?
I'm so good. How are you?
Good. I missed you this year in CRS, but we've now caught up with you. We've had some new music in for you, and in fact, we've just played the new single, 72s. But before we talk about that song, because I know it's got a bit of a story to it, where do you come from? Do you come from Nashville?
No, I'm from it's like Virginia. So actually, it's funny. I did my ancestry, and I do have ancestors that have been in Nashville since like the late 1700s, early 1800s. But I grew up in Virginia.
Did the original relatives come for the tobacco farms and things?
They came with like the early settlers of Nashville. One of them was a preacher, so I think he came and like started a church here. And then after the Civil War, they got land. They were sharecroppers in Texas. And so I didn't even know that, but my family, I just thought that my grandfather was from Texas as long as it could be, but nope, he was definitely family's from Nashville, which is cool.
So you now live in Nashville, I take it?
Yeah, I've been here like 10 years.
10 years, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how long have you been singing country music?
For that whole time, I mean, I moved here with the intent of, you know, doing country music. I just knew that that's what I wanted to do, and I didn't know how it would happen, but I knew I would figure it out.
So have you had music released before this?
Yeah, I put out a song about my father's struggle with alcoholism a couple years ago called Daddy's Medicine, and then I put out an EP a couple years before that, and a couple singles in between there as well.
Okay, well, we just played 72s, which we have played a few times on the program over the last few weeks. Tell me a story about it. It's about an old boyfriend, isn't it?
He's a great guy. You know, we've just been kind of on and off for a while for both of our, you know, reasons for both of us. But he always smoked 72s, and when I'd call and ask him, like, oh, do you want me to pick up anything for you? He'd say, yeah, get me a pack of 72s. And I thought it was a really good song title, but it just, nobody had ever wanted to write it with me. And then I got together with a couple girlfriends, and we were talking about different song ideas, and I threw it out there. And her boyfriend, I think, was in a similar situation. And we were like, man, if they would just, like, put those things down and, you know, pick us up, it would be, you know, so much better. Like, we'd be able to communicate. We were just talking about how they always just, they used cigarettes as, like, an excuse for, you know, to not, like, talk about things or, you know, escapism and all that.
Going back to your music, do you perform with a band or do you perform solo or how do you perform?
Really both. I mean, I just love performing, so, you know, I don't like to turn down gigs, you know, if I can make it work, so... you know, if a gig can't, like, afford to bring out the whole band, I'll just come by myself. You know, but there's a special energy that happens with the band, you know. It's, like, just this electric thing that happens. But there's also a special thing that happens acoustically. I don't know. I love both ways.
Well, let's play some more music. We've got a couple of tracks we're going to play in this interview, which are exclusive to us for the moment. They've never been heard anywhere else. And the first one we're going to play is called Even If. So tell me that story.
Yeah, this song, I was driving back. I just bought a car. It's a convertible, and I'd wanted this car forever. And so I was, like, driving back. I've actually bought it in Florida because it's easier to buy convertibles in Florida. But anyways, I was driving with the top down, and this, like, chorus just, like, popped in my head. And I was just thinking, like, you know, even if you didn't break my heart, I would still do everything. I'd still, like, you know, go, like, do it all the exact same as we did, you know, but even though it didn't work out. And so I brought it to my friend Anthony, and it was our first time writing, and we wrote this song, and then he ended up producing it, so.
Great. Well, here we go. Our special guest, Bryn Black, a song called Even If.
Hey, this is Bryn Black, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
You're that race down a dead end road when you know what comes next. You read the signs, but you don't care, no. You're gonna drive it till it ends. Got the top down, yeah, yeah. Take it in, yeah, yeah. Feeling every breath of the wind till you turn around with the pedal down. Right back to where you began, though. Even if you didn't break my heart, I'd go again and let you leave. Till I fall apart.
That was Even If from our special guest, Bryn Black. That was a great song, Bryn.
Thank you so much.
Did you play just in the Nashville area, or do you get out on the road and travel the U.S.?
Yeah, I'm on the road quite a bit, you know, because it's hard to, like, make fans here in Nashville because there's so much music. So you really kind of got to go out and meet people where they're at. And so, and I love to travel, so it's really fun for me.
So where's your favorite or where's your most popular area in the States that you perform?
Definitely back in Virginia. You know, I'm from there, so I go back and play there quite a bit, all over the state, really. I was just in North Carolina this past weekend, and I go back and forth there quite a bit as well. But yeah, I'm trying to get more out into like the Midwest and even like Western U.S. I played out in Utah a few months ago and it was amazing. Like it was such a fun show. So I definitely want to get back out there and see them soon.
Good. So do you get on the road and support some of the bigger artists as well?
Yes, sir. We just did a show with Dustin Lynch not too long ago and Justin Moore and Chris Lane. And yeah, I've opened for like Darius, Rucker, Montgomery Gentry. We did a show with Lady Antebellum a couple months ago. That was really fun. So yeah, any chance I can, I love doing the opening gigs.
I mean, that's great that the opportunities are there for you to be able to support some of these big guys and also learn from them as well, you know.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I just feel like I am taking notes, you know, like the whole time.
What artists really inspired you at the beginning?
Definitely, like, a lot of the big females in the late 90s, early 2000s, like, you know, Shania Twain and Jody Messina and Faith Hill, the Dixie Chicks, Martina McBride, Sarah Evans, all of them, like, oh my gosh, I was obsessed with them. And then, like, entertainers like Garth Brooks and George Strait, like, I loved them. And also, like, singer-songwriters like Lori McKenna and the Indigo Girls. Yeah, so kind of a wide variety.
What about Europe? Have you been here yet?
I have, not to perform, though. I take that back. I went to Medem a few years back in France, but I've been to England. My friend was working for the band McFly years ago, and I went over to, like, do street team stuff with them, and we got to tour, like, England for days. It was amazing.
Had such
a good time. Y'all have a beautiful country. And then I've been to, my sister moved to Barcelona for a few months, so I went and visited her, and then went and visited a songwriter friend in Germany. So I've been there, and then I've been to Paris a few times, and when I was 16, I got to sing in Notre Dame. And do like a D-Day tour. So we get to sing at the 60th anniversary of D-Day, which was really special.
Hopefully you can come back and get yourself performing over here.
I would love that so much.
Cool. Well, we got one more song before we say goodbye, and that's Hit the Stage. So tell me about that.
Yeah, this song I wrote with my friend Will Champlin, who was on he won The Voice, actually, now that I think about it. And he's the son of Bill Champlin, who was in the band Chicago. And Will is, like, one of the most brilliant musicians I've ever met in my life. And so I told him I wanted to write, like, a Shania Twain-esque kind of song and about just, like, you know, putting the pedal to the metal and getting on the road and just playing shows and just, like, the journey we all go through. And so, yeah, we wrote Hit the Stage, and it's super fun, and people still love it. Like, I've been playing it for years, and it's like a timeless song, so I'm really grateful for it.
Bryn, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. We're going to go out with Hit the Stage, and good luck for the future, and hopefully we'll see you in Europe.
Thank you so much. Hopefully we will.
Thank you, Bryn.
Hey, this is Bryn Black, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Yeah, you're that girl rolling into town with just a dream like everybody. Playing six nights a week, singing to a crowd mostly for tips that are next to nothing. When the bar is closing out, the drinks are on the house for the band at the end of the night. You barely got it made, but you're working day to day, doing all you can to survive. And you're the pretty new face in town, just singing, stand by. Say you got the voice, you're gonna be the next big star. They say you better walk the line, never compromise, stay true to who you are. Cause everybody wants a piece of you, say they all believe in you, need friends at the end of the day. Keep singing the truth and you'll never lose, just keep the faith and it'll lead the way. One day they'll sing your songs, just like Stand By Your Man. Redneck woman, a little fancy, and hitting it with your best shot. When the night is fading, throwing amazing grace, that's all it takes. Hit the stage, oh, hit the stage. The world gets you down, feels like your life's just on hold, but you ain't gonna be another face in the crowd. You're the one in control and you know.